A hearing will begin today challenging the definition of hate speech under the Human Rights Act, which does not include protection for people on the basis of their sexual orientation. The Office of Human Rights Proceedings is bringing the case against the Attorney General after a proposed change to the law was dismissed on the basis that it is not discriminate. At the moment, the Act only provides protection against hate speech on the basis of colour, race and ethnicity. Sweeping changes to hate speech laws are being considered by the government. Michael Timmins is the Director of Human Rights Proceedings and joins us now. Kia ora, welcome to the programme.
Kia ora.
Your office is taking this case against the Attorney General. What are the details of the case?
Well, the case came about because a couple of years ago, a West Auckland pastor made insightful comments, basically calling for the murder of homosexuals. Those comments were repeated in the media. But because they were targeted against people on the basis of their sexual orientation, absolutely nothing happened to that person, and there was no ability for anyone within that targeted group to take any action. So this case is really about affirming that gap in the law that's existed for a long time now, but when that particular action happened, nothing was done to address it, and so now we're trying to take further action to underline the urgency of the issue.
The government has announced that it is looking at hate speech. It's going to change, in all likelihood, a number of aspects. So why do you need to push forward at this time when there is change in the wind?
Well, the thing with legislative change is we sort of believe it when we see it. These things take a while, and part of the reason for bringing this case, as I said before, is that there is an urgency. But it's not just about changing the law. From a human rights perspective, it's about understanding and affirming that there has been a breach of human rights here, that it was on the books for a long time without proper protection. And I think it's appropriate that breach be acknowledged and recognised. It's about the citizens are engaging in terms of a robust democracy and demanding that their human rights be acknowledged in this way.
So it could, if the case is found in your favour, could set an important precedent?
It could set a precedent. And one of the really interesting things about this case is it's saying that human rights law in and of itself has the potential to breach your human rights. So even just from that point of view, it's a really important precedent.
And it's against the Attorney General. Would any concrete action responding to any decision come quickly, or would it be rolled into that whole change process?
It would be rolled into that change process, but it would be a very strong signal from the judiciary that the change needs to incorporate protection on the basis of sexual orientation.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was Michael Timmins, who's the Director of Human Rights Proceedings.